Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we have now moved into the section of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that deals with divorce, one of the most controversial subjects of our day among Christians. And I must say, it is not an easy subject. At least, it was not for me. I have wrestled with that question for many, many years. And it really was quite a few years before I came to a settled clarity about what the Bible teaches and was able to cut through some of the complexity and some of the difficulties and some of the wrong teaching that I had received growing up, and finally come to what appears to be the proper biblical position on divorce. Now, I'm well aware that there are going to be people who are listening to the broadcast who have not arrived at the same conclusion I have. There are going to be some of you who hold the same position that I used to, or at least something akin to the position that I used to hold, which is now different from the one that I hold now. And I hope that I can help you understand why I believe what I believe and show you what has brought me along from a former erroneous position to a clear biblical position. If I can help you in that regard, I will be grateful, and I will thank the Lord for the opportunity of doing that. But if I don't persuade you and you think that I'm wrong, pray for me. Please don't try to persuade me or argue with me. I still remember, I don't know, it's probably been, maybe 30, 40 years ago now, been a long time ago, when a couple of gentlemen came from Winston-Salem to Burlington, where I am, because they'd heard me teach something on the radio at that time about divorce, and it may have been different from what I'm teaching now, but they disagreed with it, and they made a trip all the way from Winston-Salem to sit down with me and straighten me out on this question, and they had a really interesting viewpoint on divorce, which I do not hold and do not think the Bible teaches. But I would just simply appeal to you, don't do that. If you don't agree, then pray for me and maintain the position that you believe is a proper understanding of God's Word. By all means, do that. That's what the Lord would have you do. Well, I pause to welcome you to this Tuesday, September 28 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank those whose financial gifts keep us teaching on this station. It is verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 7 that introduces the subject of divorce. Paul says, "Now to the married I command, yet not I the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife." These are Paul's instructions to Christian couples where both the husband and wife are believers. When he goes to verse 12, he's going to talk to those who are in mixed marriages. One is a believer and one is not. But here he is talking to Christian couples. Both are believers. Here's God's word for you. Don't divorce. And if your situation becomes so difficult that you can't live together under the same roof, and the wife, in this case, he mentions, departs, she is not to remarry. She does not have permission to divorce her husband. She is to remain single, living apart from her husband, or to be reconciled unto her husband. But a Christian wife is not to divorce a Christian husband, and a Christian husband is not to divorce a Christian wife. That's his instruction. It's very clear. I read it again. Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife. Now on the broadcast yesterday, we were talking a little bit about this puzzling phrase, yet not I but the Lord. What is he saying? Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord. And the simple explanation of that is this. What Paul is saying at this point is essentially the same thing that Jesus taught. No different. I'm not giving you something new. I'm not giving you new revelation. I'm not giving you new instructions. I'm not giving you something that hasn't already been taught. This is what the Lord himself taught. So this is not the words of Paul. This is the words of Jesus Christ. Now, that took us back on the broadcast yesterday to the first place where Jesus dealt with this in Matthew 5:31. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. That's the common teaching of that day. That was too loose. That was too open. That was too unrestricted. That was not pleasing to God, this basically divorce for any reason position. Divorce for incompatibility, divorce for any reason whatsoever. That was what was commonly taught among the Jews in Christ's day, but Jesus said, that's what you have heard, but, verse 32, I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Jesus' command was, no divorce unless there has been adultery, unless there has been sexual immorality. That is the one reason that Jesus permitted for divorce. And Paul is essentially saying the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. The Christian wife is not to divorce her husband. The Christian husband is not to divorce his wife. If the marriage becomes so tense that it's impossible to live in peace under the same roof, and the wife departs, she goes someplace else, she goes to live with her mother, whatever, then she's not to divorce, she's not to remarry, she is to remain single. That's one option. She can't get remarried. That means she can't divorce, and she can't get remarried. She remains single, or she works things out with her husband. She's reconciled to her husband. No divorce for Christian couples. The husband is not to divorce his wife. This is the instruction for Christian couples. And it is essentially the same teaching that Christ gave. Christ in Matthew 5:31 taught no divorce. That if you divorce and then remarry, that remarriage is, in the eyes of God, adultery. And the only exception is if adultery has already been committed. Sexual immorality, adultery. Now, I'm not going to go through the other passages. Jesus also taught this in Matthew 19 when he was questioned by the Pharisees. And then there are two other records of that same interview with the Jewish leaders and Christ's response to them. And it's recorded in Mark chapter 10 and again in Luke chapter 16. And that's really three different accounts of the same occasion. And I guess I will read the one in Matthew. Then the Pharisees, Matthew 19:3, also came to him, testing him and saying, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? That was the prevailing position of that day. We saw that in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, this is what you've heard, that a man can divorce his wife by simply giving her a writing of divorcement, a written certificate of divorce. But That's not right. And I say to you that you cannot divorce your wife for any reason. You've got only one valid reason, and that is adultery. So the Pharisees were asking the same question, testing him, saying, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. They say to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and put her away? Why did Moses allow divorce? Why did Moses say that a man can give his wife a certificate of divorce and divorce her, put her away? And he said to them, verse 8, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Basically the same thing that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus taught no divorce except when there has been sexual unfaithfulness within the marriage. And when that is the case, then divorce is permitted, it's allowed, it is not necessary, it is not required, it's perfectly legitimate to forgive and to remain married. But if one, the spouse that has been sinned against, decides that they cannot remain in a marriage where their partner has been sexually unfaithful, then divorce is allowed. It is sanctioned by God Almighty, by Jesus Christ Himself, and that is the one reason. Otherwise, no divorce. And therefore, if you divorce for any other reason and remarry, you've committed adultery, because your divorce was not recognized by heaven. It was not a reason that Jesus said was valid. And so, though you may be divorced before the courts of man, you are not divorced before the court of heaven, and therefore you're still married in the eyes of God. And if you divorce and remarry, then when you remarry, you have committed adultery. That's pretty strong. That's pretty tough. That's pretty shocking in the day in which we live, but I'm just telling you what the Bible teaches. Marriage was established by God to be permanent. Divorce, followed by remarriage, is adultery. If you cannot live with your spouse, if the relationship with your spouse is so painful that you can't dwell together in peace, then you may separate, but you can't divorce, you can't remarry. That will make you think long and hard about whether this relationship is so difficult that it's worth separating over if you're going to have to remain single for the rest of your life. The only valid reason, for divorce is adultery. That's what Jesus taught, and that's what Paul is teaching as well. We'll come back again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.